This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. House Democrats want information from State Department officials in the Ukraine probe. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says back off. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
While visiting Rome, Pompeo's accused three Democratic committee chairs on Twitter of trying to intimidate and bully the officials by asking them to appear for depositions in the next 2 weeks. He says that's not feasible and that he will use all means to stop them from being intimidated. The three chairmen say Pompeo is the one trying to intimidate witnesses into protecting himself and the president, and that trying to keep them from talking to Congress is illegal. The chairs write they expect Pompeo's full compliance. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Refugee Agency is urging Tanzania's government not to forcibly deport tens of thousands of Burundian political refugees. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Media reports indicate the Tanzanian government is ready to start deporting refugees to Burundi on Thursday. This is in line with a bilateral agreement the country signed in August to send the refugees home by the end of the year. UNHCR spokesman Barbara Balash tells VOA his agency hopes Tanzania and Burundi will not pressure or push refugees who fled persecution.
So we hope that Tanzania will not put refugee lives at risk by putting pressure on them to return back home.
In 2015, Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza triggered widespread protests when he declared his intention to run for a third term. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Over the past 2 years, more than 74,000 refugees have returned to Burundi. This is VOA News.